All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It is Friday. All the regular features will be coming up on Friday. Fly Jams Friday. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, all that and more. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And your Fly Jam request a little bit later on. And also, for staying connected with us, you can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Well, it's Labor Day weekend, and I know that a lot of people are going to take their last swing at summer and maybe head out a little vacation, a little mini vacation. Lots of people want to go to amusement parks or water parks or just take a quick vacation to get that last bit of summer. So we thought we would bring in a nationally known roller coaster and amusement park vacation expert. He's been on the show several times. His name is Pete Trabuco. Pete's latest book is A Personal Guide to the Best Thrill Rides and Amusement Water Parks. It's available now, and you can check out PeteTrabuco.com. That's T-R-A-B-U-C-C-O for more information. But we have a link on our Facebook page, and we're going to talk vacation. We're going to talk amusement parks and roller coasters and all kinds of fun stuff on this, the last weekend officially of summer. And let's talk with, let's welcome Pete back to the show. Hello, Pete.
Hey, how you doing? Hope you're doing well.
All right. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. You know, let's go and give everybody the background. You have a real interesting story because you were actually afraid of roller coasters and thrill rides until right around the age of 40, correct?
Yeah, very. Definitely afraid of roller coasters, even though I'm a private pilot. I also do aerobatics or did aerobatics. I just had a fear of a child, and unfortunately it wasn't until I was in my mid-40s that I decided to overcome that fear. So the first book was actually therapy, and the second book I just came out with, the one that you just mentioned, was actually more for fun, and actually was the first book I actually did that where the fear was gone. So yeah, it's been a long road, and it's been a lot of fun.
And the decision that you made to get over this fear, was it a sudden one? Was it just something you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this, and that's that?
Well, you know, I went through 40 plus years of being afraid of roller coasters, and you know, there comes a point in your life where things might change that option or that feeling. My daughter was born, and I didn't want to sit on the benches and just not do anything. You know, be the guy that holds all the bags and you know, and holds all the things.
Right.
People while they go out there. So, you know, I made an attempt to do that, and when I did, you know, being a pilot, and even though I had the childhood fear, it was a little difficult in the beginning, but it was something I wanted to overcome. And once I realized, you know, after I started to do it, realizing how fun, how safe these rides are. I know there are occasions where there are incidents, but overall it's a very safe industry. I couldn't believe how easy it was to overcome that fear. And once I did that, I was able to enjoy it. So it was something that I planned on doing. It took a while for me to get over that fear, that initial fear. But once I did, I was having fun and telling other people about that and putting stuff together in books to make sure that they overcome their fear easily as well.
Yeah. What was the roller coaster that you first rode? The first one that you rode, you know, trying to conquer your fear?
Well, remember, everything comes in stages. There are different types of roller coaster rides, and I tell people, you know, don't do the tallest, fastest ride. So the first ride that I went on, which helped me overcome the first part of a fear, was a ride called, it doesn't exist anymore, it's called Rolling Thunder at Six Flags Great Adventure. It's one of the first wood roller coasters to go. So that was one of the first rides that I tried to overcome. But then, of course, you have, like, you know, rides where you have loop-de-loops and steel, and that one I waited until I went to Disney World, and it's a ride called Rock and Roller Coaster. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's a dark ride, but it also has a few inverted type of you know, rides where you go upside down, you flip over, and so on. So each section, depending on what I was looking to accomplish, was you know, a wood ride or a roller coaster that's rough. Roller coasters that turn you upside down, and then of course the major roller coasters that go 300, 400 feet high, and that one, I guess the biggest one I went on to overcome that was a ride called Millennium Force at Sandusky, Ohio in Cedar Point, and that's a 300-foot steel coaster. Once you do that, once you've achieved something like that, there really aren't many roller coasters that could scare you at that point.
Yeah.
And you'd have fun. So it was all in stages, basically, to answer the question in a long way of doing that.
No. Okay, well, let's talk about it now. You know, it's Labor Day weekend here, and a lot of people want to go out and do something to celebrate that and summer-wise, and a lot of people are going to go to amusement parks and do some vacation stuff. What are some of your best amusement parks to visit? Now, you've mentioned Cedar Point. Cedar Point is kind of like in Sandusky, Ohio. It's kind of like is that the roller coaster sort of capital of the country?
That is without doubt the roller coaster mecca of anyone who likes. Now we all know we all know Disney World and Disneyland, and they've got some great rides for the family. And there's some great parks out there. We can talk about them.
Yeah.
But for me, the mecca is really Cedar Point. In that it is, it's got over 18 different types of roller coaster rides. One even, scarier or more entertaining or livelier than the other. And you've got some great rides that always make the top 10 list, like Millennium Force and Top Thrill Dragster, which is a great ride as well, and many, many, many others that they have there. So to me, anyone who loves to ride roller coasters, you should go. Plus, the fun thing about that is we're talking about last-minute things to do. They've got a great park, but they've also got a great hotel there called Breakers, which at this time would be a great place to stay. And if you like the water, you also have Lake Erie. So one side of the peninsula, you've got the lake itself, and on the inside portion at the hotel, you've got the park that you can overlook. So it is, without a doubt, an amazing place to go. They're always adding rides.
Yeah.
And they're always in the top one or two or three. Me, I put them at the top of the list on all these surveys as being one of the best places to go if you are a roller coaster aficionado.
All right. Oh, and some of your other favorite amusement parks, just in general. I mean, obviously we have a great one here in Gurnee, Illinois.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, Six Flags Great America.
Six Flags Great America is home to one of my favorite rides, roller coasters. You've got plenty there, but the one that stands out is the
Iron Wolf? Is it the Raging Bull?
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull, yes, okay.
There you go. And the thing I like about Raging Bull is this, and it's funny that for whatever reason I had forgotten about it, is that Raging Bull was one of the B&M's top roller coasters in that it was very similar to Nitro that was set up here in Six Flags Great Adventure. But the thing about Raging Bull is great. It's a 200-foot roller coaster, but at the same time, it is a twister roller coaster. It goes within itself many, many times.
Yeah.
It's got a speed of 80 miles an hour, and it is, without a doubt, and believe it or not, one of the best last resort rides. In other words, it's one of the rides that if you're afraid of roller coasters, I would not put this one on my first list. I would put this one towards the end because there isn't much better when it comes to a ride than Raging Bull.
Yeah, it's speed. I've ridden Raging Bull, and it's a tremendous roller coaster. You know what Iron Wolf came to my mind. You know what Iron Wolf was? It was a stand.
Oh, I don't know Iron Wolf.
It was a stand up roller coaster. It was one of those roller coasters where you stand up, and I remember going on it one time, and they had this little thing that you were supposed to like sort of lean up against, and I banged my head back and forth. I only rode the thing one time, and I thought I was never going to have children because of that little thing that I had to like lean against.
Yes.
And I banged my head so much I walked out with a massive headache. And they've got stand-up roller coasters still in existence, correct?
Yes, they do. In fact, a lot of the older roller coasters, what you've described is pretty much the obstacles that a lot of these stand-up roller coasters have to contend with. Now, the newer ones, and of course there's one at Cedar Point as well, are better, but they're still pretty hard on the knees. If it's not set up properly or if you're not set up in a position that's comfortable,
yeah,
it could be 2.5 to 3 minutes of sheer terror or pain, if you want to call it, because the older style coasters used to have those old horse collars,
yeah,
and they were very rough, so your head would be kind of going 15 rounds with Rocky Balboa,
yeah, yeah,
while you're doing that. But they've tried to make them a lot better with the new types of restraints that just restrain the body as opposed to the head. In this case, this is one of the older rides. The thing I like about Raging Bull and rides like that from B&M is that these rides have the one strap that comes around your waist hold your torso in pretty tightly, but your head is free to actually look around, and even though you probably don't want to move too much because of the G-forces, you have the freedom of being able to do that and not have to worry about get your head bashed back and forth between the restraints that are, you know, that are in your horse collar.
Right. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about some of your other favorite amusement parks.
Well, top of the list, obviously, you know, and again, we mentioned it before, Disney World, Disneyland, at locations. The thing I love about, and believe it or not, it's not just because it's an amusement park, but if you go to the Animal Kingdom, you know, you've got Avatar there now, which is an amazing 3D ride, you know, Flight of Passage. If everyone loves soaring over at Epcot, you will absolutely love going to Animal Kingdom and going to the you know, the land of Pandora. I just went there not too long ago, and when I did the ride, the line was pretty long, about 2.5 to 3 hours to get in. But once you did, there's some amazing rides there. And one of the things I highly recommend is going on Rite of Passage, as well as the boat ride that they have over there. So it's still one of my favorite places. I know we talk about it all the time as far as amusement parks are concerned, but Disney does it well. And in this case, they've done well. Plus, of course, next year we're looking at the Star Wars land starting to be built. So it's a great place to go.
Yeah.
I also like, for those people that are in Pittsburgh, for example, that there's a amusement park called Kennywood, which is, you know, a lot of people, unless you're in that area in the Midwest, don't know too much about Kennywood. It is a smaller amusement park, not too far from Cedar Point and Sandusky, Ohio. But they've got some great rides there, some racer roller coasters. You've got Phantom's Revenge, which is a fantastic steel roller coaster. Plus, you got the best French fries in the country that are served over at Kennywood. For people in the Northeast, you've got Lake Compounds, another smaller amusement park, but they've got some great rides, including Boulder Dash, one of the best wood coasters that are around. Mm. One of my favorites. Plus, all these places are easy to get reservations. They're not too crowded, not overly crowded. So you should have no problems, you know, getting into those locations.
Great. Okay.
And there are places like that. There are so many others, too, as well.
Okay, Pete, hang on. There you go. There's Pete Trabuco, who is with us, saying he's a nationally known roller coaster amusement park and vacation expert. His latest book is A Personal Guide to the Best Thrill Rides and Amusement Water Parks. It's available now. We have a link on our Facebook page with all the information. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Pete on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. And we're here till 5 a.m. And we are talking with Pete Trabuco, who is a nationally known roller coaster amusement park vacation expert. Latest book is A Personal Guide to the Best Thrill Rides and Amusement Park, Amusement and Water Parks. And it is your final sort of, you know, official sort of weekend of the summer. And we want to give you guys some advice on maybe places you can check out this weekend for Labor Day. And Pete, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's talk about water parks. What are some of the best and most fun water parks? It's still going to be warm out this weekend. What are we thinking here?
Well, the thing about this is that a while back, a lot of the amusement parks, like the Six Flags operations and the Cedar Fair programs, end up having some great water parks attached to them. Six Flags Great Adventure, obviously, has got Hurricane Harbor, which is in Jackson, New Jersey. But my favorite water parks are actually, you'll find them in many different places, including in Texas, over at Schlitterbahn, which is one of the biggest, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best places to go for water parks. We're talking size-wise, there are more rides and attractions there than you'll find at most amusement parks, and it's a great place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Noah's Ark in Wisconsin Dells in the Midwest is probably the biggest well-kept secret of most of the water parks that you find out there. Again, size-wise, it accommodates a lot of people. The biggest wave pools, you've got the biggest attractions. And now these attractions, you know, these rides that they have are actually rivaling whatever you find at an amusement park with, you know, these floats and different rides going 40 and 50 and 60 miles an hour. So that's great as well. Of course, Dollywood down in Pigeon Forge has got a great water park that's pretty much attached to Dollywood itself. And it's always good to do that because I always recommend midday. People get away from the parks. They're very, very crowded and very busy. And what you should do is take the kids and your family and yourself over to a water park to have a pretty good time. Blizzard Beach, of course, at Disney is one of my favorite. There's several that they have there, but I always always favored Blizzard Beach. And, of course, there's Water Country USA, which you have at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg. So those are just a few of the water parks. You'll find so many out there that it's kind of hard to cover all of them. In my book, I actually mentioned, I think, 15 of them that you will find. And I'm sure there's one near you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you also, in the book, talk about the future of roller coasters. What do you think? I mean, they've really made incredible strides technically with these roller coasters over the year. What do you think is going to happen, in time to come?
Well, actually, the future is actually occurring right now. You know, we're all used to rides in which you're sitting straight and you're going down a hill, and it's the same thing. Even though they're thrilling, they're fantastic, it's great. But the new rides that are coming out are called 4D rides. They're called free fly coasters. This year, we actually had three go up. Last year, there was one that went up in Six Flags at Jackson, New Jersey. You also have it at Six Flags America and Six Flags New England. Great America, of course, so or where you are, and Six Flags over Texas. You got the Joker, and this is a type of ride in which what you do is you're actually in a seat that actually moves around while you're going through the track. In other words, you might be hitting a hill backwards, upside down, right side up, left side, right side. You're not exactly sure how you're hitting these hills.
Right.
You've got climbs of 120 feet, a 90-degree sort of like an elevator type of a turn, and it's something that's totally different, so you really can't figure out what's going on. So that's one of the new rides, which is a 4D ride. Of course, you've got the older rides that you now wear these special 4D type of glasses in which you have an actual scene in front of you.
Right.
So you might be riding one of your old tried-and-true roller coasters, and Six Flags does this all the time, but you've got these glasses on, these special glasses that will show a scene in outer space or some other place, and it actually coordinates with what you're doing. So that's another type of ride that they have that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, of course, now you've got the taller, faster. We're looking at a polar coaster in Orlando for next year that will be about 500 feet tall and will be one of the longest rides around. So we're going taller, faster, but we're also going simulation rides where everything is totally simulated, like the Avatar ride I told you about, and,
right,
of course, the Mummy over at Universal. There's a whole bunch of different things that are going on in different directions, depending on what the amusement park wants and what the people want.
Now, as we're heading into fall, I know a lot of amusement parks do some stuff for Halloween. Like here, like we were saying at Great America, at Six Flags Great America, they have Fright Nights. Fright Fest, right? With Fright Fest, and so what are the best like amusement parks to hit for Halloween? If people aren't able to get away this weekend, they're still able to go in the fall to many of these places. What are some of the best ones to go to?
Well, you mentioned one right off the bat, Six Flags, and this includes all the Six Flags operations, and you'll find 15 of them all around the country. Any Six Flags operation, including the one you mentioned in Gurney, and I've been there for Halloween. A while back, the amusement parks came up with a great idea of keeping their parks open. So what they'll do is they'll spend that time with Halloween, and even some we'll go further to Christmas. The cool part is with roller coasters, you can rename the rides. It's big business, actually, at Six Flags, in which they audition people to actually do, different characters.
Right.
They'll go around scaring people. And I tell you, no one does it better than Six Flags. However, I would think Kings Island, for me, actually takes the cake when it comes to scary, if you want to call it that, or realistic. They actually employ about 200 employees who are just there to scare you or do shows and go around the park. These amusement parks are absolutely have a second life now when it comes to Halloween, in that they just know how to do that. Plus, they are able to keep their guests on most of the roller coasters, even in the north where we live. These rides can stay a little bit longer. You might not get every ride open for Halloween, but most of them are open, and most of them are very entertaining. So those are some of them. Of course, you got you know, the Halloween haunt over at I think it's Hershey Park is another very, very good one. The Cedar Points also and the Cedar Fair operations do well. And, of course, if you're looking not to get scared but to have some fun for the kids, you have to go to Disneyland or Disney World. Where Magic Kingdom, for example, where you'll find you know, Mickey's scary events, which are not too scary.
Right.
But the family and everybody will enjoy them. But Six Flags does a great job. The Busch Gardens location in Williamsburg does great. Kennywood, of course, is on the top of my list. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, I think there are a lot of them out there that will extend their seasons.
Right.
To Halloween, and they're all great.
Right. Okay, great. Pete, always a pleasure talking to you, and a personal guide to the best thrill rides and amusement water parks is available now. And always fun talking to you, and thanks for all the tips.
Well, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it. And one of these days, I'll be up in the Chicago area, and we can we can ride Raging Bull together.
All right, Pete. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
Take care. There you go. Pete Trabuco. Check out his website at petetrabuco.com. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.